Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is dedicated to Moshe Zelig and Rachel Devora. They have a refuah shlema. Today is Erev Chamisha Asar B'Av. That is, tonight is the 15th of the month of Av when I'm recording this story. And it's a very, very joyous day. In fact, we don't even say Tachanun on this day. And spiritually, the reason is because this day actually is the repair of Tisha B'Av. And the story is like this. When the Jewish people sinned in the desert and they accepted the bad report of the spies, it was Tisha B'Av. It was the ninth day of the month of Av. And therefore, they cried, saying, oh, we cannot go into the land of Israel. And of course, Hashem was very upset because He had promised that they'd be able to go into the land of Israel and defeat all the enemies there. And when the spies came back with a bad report, almost all of the Jewish men became hopeless and said, oh, we cannot go into the land, and so forth. And therefore, all the Jewish men, except for those few that kept their trust in Hashem, all died out in the desert, all the men between 20 and 60. The women did not lose their faith in Hashem, just like they did not participate in the Chet HaEgel, the golden calf. So too, they did not lose their faith in Hashem from the Meraglim, hardly any of them. So they did go into the land of Eretz Yisrael. However, what happened after that bad report on Tisha B'Av? So every year on Tisha B'Av, approximately 15,000 Jewish men would pass away. And the way they worked it was that on the night of Tisha B'Av, they would actually dig a grave. Everybody would dig a grave, and they would sleep in a grave because they knew that 15,000 were going to pass away. They didn't know exactly who was going to pass away, but they knew that there would be 15,000 approximately. And every year, that was the fact. 15,000 people, unfortunately, did not get up to say Moed HaAni. And therefore, since they had died, they were buried there. However, in the last year, the 40th year the Jewish people were in the desert, 40th year since they left Egypt, the night of Tisha B'Av, they all lay down in their pre-dug graves, but they all got up in the morning to say Moed HaAni. No one passed away, so they thought, oh, maybe we made a mistake, and it's really tonight is the ninth of Av. And so they all, again, lay down in their dug graves. But again, the next morning, they all got up to say Moed HaAni. And so, too, they did for several nights because there was no totally reliable way to tell exactly what day it was, since they didn't have the kind of calendars that we have and all the other technical means of assuring ourselves of which day it is. They would just have to look at the moon. And sometimes there could be errors in that. The moon could look this way or that way or not appear, and they weren't sure. But once the moon was full on the 15th of Av, they said, then for sure, we are past the 9th of Av. And therefore, they realized the great simcha that the dying was over. And that was the first celebration of the 15th of Av, that the Meseya Midbar, those who were dying in the desert, stopped dying. And later, other wonderful things happened on the 15th of Av, and so we celebrate it. And it's such a happy day that the Gemara says that there are no Yom Tovim to the Yidden like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. That is to say that this is a day which is as great as Yom Kippur. As they said, there's no such days as great to the Jewish people as Chamisha Asar B'Av and Yom Kippur. And as a matter of fact, they even in the Gemara pointed out that the word 15th of Av is before Yom Kippur. The way they said it, they made it look as if 15th of Av is even greater. And that's the great advantage of light, which comes from darkness. Of course, every 15th of the month, the moon is full. And the moon is a symbol of the Jewish people. Just like we reflect the light of Hashem, so too the moon reflects the light of the sun. So every 15th of the month is a symbol of the Jewish people being complete when the moon is full. However, the month of Menachem Av, there's something even greater, which is the light that follows the darkness. The greatest light is light which comes from darkness, emerges from darkness, because of the great contrast between the light and the dark. And since Tisha B'Av is the darkest month, in that it's the month in which the Beis HaMikdash, the first one as well as the second, was destroyed, therefore the light that comes after that is the greatest light. And therefore, it's a tremendous day of celebration. Although there's no specific customs, it's only mentioned in the Code of Jewish Law that we don't say Tachanun, but certainly it's appropriate to learn about the 15th of Av, to learn about the great light which will come after the darkness, which of course is the light of Mashiach. And it's also a great day to begin preparing for the new year. It's only 6 weeks until Rosh Hashanah. And as a matter of fact, the words Chamisha Asar Ba'av are the same gematria as Ksiv V'Chsim B'Teiva, because there is a connection. And among Sephardic communities, on this day, the 15th of Av, people begin to wish one another Ksiv V'Chsim B'Teiva, either verbally or in writing. And therefore, although that's not specifically the custom of the Ashkenazic Jewish people, of which perhaps a lot of our listeners are, but nevertheless, the Rebbe mentions every single year this custom of Sfardim, and obviously it's a custom which is a worthy custom, and certainly whether you say B'chassim HaTeiva or not, but certainly it's appropriate to begin preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the word Aryeh, which is the mazel of this month, the spiritual symbol of the month of Av, of Menachem Av, is an Aryeh, a lion. Chacham tells it stands for Aleph, Resh, Yud, and He. Aleph is Elul, Resh is Rosh Hashanah, Yud is Yom Kippur, and He is Hoshana Rabbah, which basically sums up the entire Elul Tishrei time period. And therefore, it's most appropriate to begin already a cheshbon nefesh, a cheshbon tzedek, to think about what kind of year it was and how we can make the next year even better. What we did right, what maybe we left out, or perhaps did wrong, and how to make it better. Although officially it's the beginning of El that we start that process, but it's a good idea to prepare already from before then, and to begin to think about adding in Torah and mitzvahs, adding in goodness and kindness, adding in learning about Mashiach and Geula, and this way, hopefully bring the Geula immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.